Double the lore.
Yeah! What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to another episode of the Buko Boys.
That's us.
What's up, y'all? I'm Dale.
I'm DVO.
And we're the Buko Boys.
That's us.
If you didn't already know.
Buko coconut-shaped heads.
That's right. It's hot as hell up in here. It's summertime.
It is.
It's summertime. It's finally on.
I finally turned my air conditioner on.
I had to. It's too damn hot.
I was trying to avoid it because I've been enjoying my power bill. It's been like $20, you know. I'm like, oh, that's, I enjoy that. That's nice. Let's open the windows up. Let's get some fresh air in here. It's starting to heat up, though.
Yeah, you can't do that for too long because, oh, shit, is it hot?
Yeah, so I was kind of like suffering a little bit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a cold shower before I go to bed, turn the fan on. I'll be good, have the windows open, and it works. It's fine. But then I get home, and I'm like roasting. And the moment I walk in the door, I'm like, ah. Oh, this is not good. So I turned the air conditioner on finally, and it's like, okay, this is nice when I walk in the house.
I'm, yeah,
like,
when I'm nice. Going to bed and it's too damn hot to go to bed, that's when I know it's time to turn on the AC.
And then I've been thinking about the pioneers, like, how did they do this?
With no AC?
Yes.
Oh my god, I don't get it.
First world problems, am I right?
Yeah, oh man, I don't get it. There's people in Arizona with as hot as it is that don't have AC. I don't get it.
I found this random funny reel on, I think it was Instagram, and they were talking about how people where we live in here in Utah, they don't drive around with their windows down. And they're like, what the heck? Because they were from another state. Like, what the heck? Why does everyone drive with their windows up? And I wanted to comment and think, I don't know if you've heard, but there's this great invention in cars called air conditioners. And it feels amazing.
It's a great thing to have.
It's a really great thing. It's pretty awesome. You should try to get one of these cars that have air conditionings in them.
So with gas prices so crazy right now, people running their ACs, that's eating up more gas, right?
It does eat up more gas.
God, it's nice having an electric car.
You've got an electric car.
You know what I do sometimes?
What?
I roll my window down and have my AC going at the same time.
Because you can?
Because I can do that, and I'm not wasting money when I do
that. But why would you do that?
Why?
Yeah.
If it's
just gloating.
If it just doesn't feel like, it's not that hot. I can roll the windows down, but I'm not going to turn my AC off because when I'm sitting at a stoplight, I can still have
cold air. Okay. All right. There we go. That makes sense. That makes sense. I like that.
Yeah. Why not? Right.
But speaking of being outside, we talked about last week about the treasure chest hunt for 20,000.
Yeah, that just got found on June 11th, which is today. It's a Saturday.
The time of this recording.
Yeah, we're recording on a Saturday, and it was found today.
Did they just have one clue? Is that it? Just one clue?
No, I think there was two clues.
There was two clues, okay.
And they had some ideas where to check. They had because three people found it. They had three locations that they were kind of pinned on where they were going to look.
Like three people that were together?
Yeah, three people were together. Okay. A couple and then one of the couple's brother.
Okay.
So they went out looking for this treasure based off of the clues they got. And out of the three locations, they chose one, which was the Ben Lomond Trail it's up north near Ogden.
Okay.
So anyways, on this trail, the main road to get to this trail is closed. So to get to this point where this was hidden, they had to go to a different area and hike an extra mile to get to this treasure.
Okay.
And as they were getting closer, they found a trail camera. And then they knew they were getting real, real close.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next minute they knew it, boom, they found it. Next to a little flat rock.
And it was a wooden treasure chest.
A wooden treasure chest.
That's so cool.
And with $20,000 in it.
That's pretty awesome.
And so they found
it. Did it mention any, like, if it was locked or, like, was somebody there? Like, I'm curious, like, did they meet the people that planted it? I'm so curious.
Yeah, they did. So I think they contacted them when they found it.
There's probably something in there that says, if you found
this,
please.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And so they met them at the base of the trail when they got down.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
good for these guys.
Yeah, they found it. And because they had to hike that extra mile, they went the extra mile to get the treasure.
Now, the question is, so it's a couple and one of their brothers. Do they split it? Is it like a 50-50 split or a third split? Oh, how are they going to do this?
It's up to them.
I wonder. How would you do it?
I would do thirds. I think it would make most sense. Like 50-50. Oh, you're a couple, so you guys get 50.
Right.
That's kind of a dick move.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. You never know.
Who knows how they had it agreed on?
But that's good.
They should agree on this before they go out hunting for this. This should be agreed upon prior.
You're right. That's why I don't do like those, you know, when people want to run down to Wyoming and get lotto tickets or scratch offs or whatever, play the Powerball, and they're like, all right, everyone pull their money together. It's like, no, I'm doing it myself. Or, hey, here's my money. Just get me my own. Like, I'm not doing this, any of the split business. You come back, you give me my ticket, and this is my ticket. You know, like, none of this funny business.
That'd be a pain in the ass, though, if the whole team ended up winning and you got the shit end of the stick because you didn't want to be part of it.
That's okay. I just didn't want to be part of the group type of setting. So I was like, nope.
You don't want to double your chances and be like, I'll just throw in a little bit with y'all. And if you guys win, give me a little bit.
I'd be like, yeah, I could have.
That would be a good way to do it. I like to find, I like to work around things.
That's good. And one thing I like to think about is like this trio, in my mind, I imagine that they need it. I don't know what's going on in their lives, but I like to think that they need it.
Well, they did say that the couple did have a new baby.
Oh, see? So that's going to go towards those expenses. I like that. Yeah. One time we were out Christmas shopping, and my wife, I don't know why, she put a $100 bill in her coat pocket. And then, maybe she put her hand in there and pulled it out, whatever. Anyway, she lost $100. And this was around like Christmas time, because we were doing Christmas shopping. And I was just like, well, I like to just think that the person that maybe found it, they needed it. Like, that just goes to my mind. Like, maybe I think the person that found that $100 bill, they needed that. Maybe it was like a single mom or whatever. It just puts me more at peace, I think.
Yeah, you just bought someone an Apple Pencil.
Yeah, exactly. I like to think it was, a struggling student. There we go. A foreign exchange student. They need the Apple Pencil to take their notes.
I know one time I found $200. That was awesome.
Well, that's pretty. Where would you find it at?
In a parking lot.
Just on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw and it was kind of dark. It was dusk.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, just this paper caught my attention. I look and it was green. I'm like, oh, I know that color.
Because you like picking up trash.
I love picking up trash. And I love green trash for some reason.
This happened. This was a good one.
This was the good trash.
That's good. Want to hear more exciting news?
Let's hear it.
More good uplifting news?
Let's hear this shit.
There is a sophomore at Olympus High School named Audrey Kim. She was born with a hand condition. Her parents put her into swimming. They thought that was a good way to help maybe boost her confidence, maybe make to feel somewhat, I hate to say the word normal, but you know what I mean by that. And she is now going to be representing Team USA at the Paralympic World Championships in Portugal coming up soon.
That's pretty damn cool.
I think that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. So Audrey, I don't know much about you, but I am cheering for you here at home.
Yeah, way to go.
The Buco boys are cheering for you.
Go kick some ass.
To go beat everyone in the world.
Yeah, go kick the world's ass.
In the all the meter races. In all of them. Win them all.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. And then
there's some more stuff going on.
We got some fun activities coming
next
up.
Next week, this week going on, there's the West Fest on the 16th to the 19th. It's like a big carnival in West Valley. And it's summertime, so it's carnival season, folks.
It's carnival season.
Get your carny folk on. Next one, there is Taylorsville Days on the 25th.
This is one of our favorites. We love going to. Have you been to Taylorsville Days?
Probably years ago. I haven't been in a long time.
It's a good one. We like it. There's a lot of booths of people selling things. There's a lot of booths of local restaurants selling food and treats. Then there's a whole other area of like carnival rides and so forth. And on the other side, there's an amphitheater. Not really amphitheater, but they put a stage up where people are performing. And they have I don't want to say cover bands, but sometimes they do. They'll have maybe an Elton John cover or a Beach Boys cover. These are things they've done in the past. A Beatles one as well. And then after the shows, they do have a fireworks show.
Yep. So
we like Taylorsville Days.
And then there's, on the same day, Fort Harriman Days.
Fort Harriman is the same weekend?
Yep, same Saturday next week.
Well, that's the next weekend?
Yep.
What are the days?
Well, actually, no, that's not next weekend. It's the weekend after. It's the 25th.
Okay, June 25th.
The one that is going to be next week is West Fest on the 16th.
Ah, okay. So, and then we just went to the Sojo Summer Fest.
Oh, yes,
that's a little smaller, little South Jordan. I think South Jordan might have something else later, but It's like a little, their own little summer fest.
So yeah, they just did theirs. That was fun.
Because South Jordan, I remember last time they did something over at the equestrian park.
That's for the county fair.
That is for the county. That's what it was. That's what it was. Okay.
That's for the county fair.
Okay.
So yeah, all summer long, there's gonna be carny folk and all sorts of fun
and
stuff.
And carny food.
Yeah.
What's your favorite carny food? Alligator.
I don't know, cause. Well, I guess it kind of depends on what's there, cause now. There's a lot of food trucks there now.
A lot of food trucks.
So that's more options. And because, you know, you get sick of the same thing over. It's funnel cakes and corn dogs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love all these things.
My wife really likes the ribbon fries. So you take the whole potato and then you ribbon it out. She really likes those, which I do too.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I haven't had one of those in a very long time.
We haven't either. But she likes to do it Mexican style. She likes to put a little bit of lime on it, some... I forget what she puts on it. Parmesan cheese or something. But then like hot sauce, like Valentina or something like that. That's good like that.
I'm hungry now.
You know, it sounds good. Yeah, my wife likes that one. I do like a good corn dog though.
I like all the
I'll tell you what I'm a sucker for. When they have a homemade root beer. I really like a good homemade root beer.
But at a carnival? Yeah. Do they have that at carnivals?
Yeah, well, the one we went to, they had a root beer garden, but it was
only barks. It wasn't no homemade.
But yes, I've been to one that had a place that they did homemade root beer. In fact, I knew one of the people that worked there because it was a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. And I remember he told me about it. He actually worked for me before. He told me his family had a root beer business. I'm like, oh, weird. Never heard something like that. And then I saw them at the carnival. I'm like, oh, this makes sense. It was pretty damn good root beer.
Yeah, I want to try it.
It's good. I hope I see him around in one of these upcoming festivals. I'm going to get some. All right. Now, next story. I think this is going to be this is an interesting story. So the founder of Rockstar Energy Drink, his name is Russell Weiner. He's made $1 billion. He's a billionaire because of energy drinks. Can you believe this?
It's a big thing.
Do you like Rockstar?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I also like Rockstar, but it's weird for me to drink Rockstar. It's not my go-to energy drink.
I remember when it first came out.
I remember it as well.
And I was getting it all the time.
Because you thought it was going to give you energy?
Yeah, well, I would get it like...
Or you thought you'd be a rock star.
Well, I felt like a rock star every day. But because I would drink it, I would feel like, okay, I'm going to get more energy to last my day.
Uh-huh.
So I remember getting them a lot when my old job when they first came out. And then later on, a little bit later, finding out that it's really good with Jägermeister and vodka.
Yes.
So the sales, I'm sure, went even more crazy.
What's your go-to energy drink? Do you have a go-to?
Lately? And I don't do energy drinks on a regular basis. I only do them like I'm going to do one tomorrow morning because I'm going to get up really early to go fishing. Uh-huh. So lately I've been doing these zero sugar monsters.
Zero sugar monster, okay.
Yeah, and there's two flavors in particular.
Go ahead.
Watermelon and peach.
Okay, all right.
And they're both really good.
I don't know if I have any of those. I also don't do a lot of energy drinks, but probably Monster is my go-to because I do like the coffee ones. I kind of like their coffee ones.
Okay.
And once in a while, they'll have their Mule. Monster has a Mule.
I haven't seen it for a long time, but I do like either. And so does... there's been other ones that have had them, but...
Was it Rockstar?
I think so.
Maybe you have to look into it.
But I can't. You don't ever see them. They're not like, a popular item, I guess.
When did Rockstar come out?
I want to say 20. I want to say like 2001.
Yeah.
Was it?
So about that. Yeah. I don't know exactly, but that's also what I'm thinking. I didn't look it up exactly, but when I think of Rockstar or Red Bull, specifically those two energy drinks, I do think of my early 20s, and I would pound those with vodka. And so the majority of my Rockstar and Red Bull experiences have been with vodka, like 90%. So when I drink I'm not hardly drink now. Okay. So let's make it known. In my early 20s, I drank like a ton. And now I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I don't know. I'm not against
over
it.
Just over it.
Maybe I'm over it because I went through a lot of alcohol. And so when I drink like a Red Bull or Rockstar, like just the regular ones, it's hard for me because it makes me like want to gag or something. I don't know. Like, I think of like, I would drink a lot of, it would be like, it'd be a lot of vodka in it. So it's just weird for me to drink it because I think about that. And think about like drinking one of those like in the middle of the afternoon, right? Or I should say in the morning. That's when most people drink these. It's weird. So my go-to is like a Monster with the coffee.
Because it doesn't taste like what you're...
No, yeah. It's not going to be what I expect. I bet if I had a watermelon one, though, I'd be fine with that. That'd be okay, too. But I've been kind of drinking a little bit more of the Zoa.
Oh, I still haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, so Zoa is one by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He owns Zoa. And so that is actually a pretty good one. I like it. So that one's good.
I'd like to try it.
Anyway, back to the story. But I do like energy drinks. I do like them. So anyway, Russell Weiner, multi-billionaire off of energy drinks, he just bought the most expensive house in Utah. So where did you think this was?
Did you have the most expensive house in Utah?
Yeah, when I said that, did you think of like a city or anything? I thought of Alpine, Utah for some reason.
I thought of either like the Sandy Draper area by the foothills.
Uh-huh.
Or up by the Capitol.
Okay. Well, it's actually in Park City. That should have been another good guess, actually. Mm-hmm. But we did not guess that one. Anyway, he just bought this house up in Park City. Did I tell you the price yet?
No. Oh, maybe.
Do you remember?
No.
Okay. Take a guess. The most expensive house in Utah.
$35
million. Close. $39.6 million.
Oh, damn.
$39.6 million. Here's the details of this house. If you're wondering, what does the most expensive house in Utah have inside, or what are the features, or what makes it $39.6 million? Now, granted, you kind of did make the statement, we are in the most expensive housing market probably ever in history. But anyway, it's over 17,500 square feet. 17,567 square feet, sitting on 5 acres, and it's a private ski resort. So it's a private ski resort. It's got 7 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, a heated driveway, 20-car garage. It's got a lot of wellness involved in it. Like, for example, they have some type of state-of-the-art lighting system to help with serotonin and dopamine. It's got the most up-to-date high-end air and water filtration. It's got an indoor-outdoor pool. It has a spa, a gym, a Himalayan salt room, a cold plunge, a hot tub, a steam room, a sauna, a massage table room, volleyball court, basketball court, pickleball court. I'm sure we'll be invited to play pickleball at some point. A wall climb, golf simulator, bowling alleys, a cinema, a bar, billiards, and ping pong. These are just some of like the fun features of it. Plus, again, like I said, it's a private ski resort of its own, sitting on 5 acres. So that is the most expensive house in Utah. And they've also, because they built things, they've brought in Croatian limestone and, I don't know, Portuguese steel. I don't remember. It was like some stuff that they've also shipped in from all over to build this house with. It has like a very like modern look with a lot of wood.
I saw the outside of it and it didn't look like it's worth $39 million to me.
I mean, it was an aerial shot, so it's kind of hard to tell.
I would like to see more of the inside of it to see
all the cool stuff. We should get a tour when we do the pickleball tournament inside.
Okay, I'm down.
So I'm sure we'll be invited to play pickleball with Mr. Weiner.
We need to hone in on our skills, though. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Smashing on the pickleball court in moments. After a few games.
Smashing senior citizens left and right.
Yeah, yeah, easy. Now, if you were a billionaire, would you buy a $39 million home? I'm assuming he's going to live it. He's not from Utah. I don't know if he plans on living in it or
Airbnb. He's a billionaire?
He's a billionaire.
Okay. And let's see. I would like to have multiple homes in multiple places.
He does have multiple homes. And in fact, he's known for buying like these luxury real estate. I guess he bought like Carlos Boozer's. used to play for the Jazz. He bought his home for like $10 million, I don't know where, because Carlos Boozer has played for a few teams. But he bought his $10 million home. In fact, Carlos Boozer, I heard a story of him talking about that Prince lived in one of his homes. He was renting out one of his homes.
To Prince?
Yeah, he rented out one of his homes to Prince. And he, I don't know if he was there or, his property management team was there. And they said everything looked different on the inside. Like, everything in his home, Carlos Boozer's home, everything was, taken down and taken out. Everything, they painted the walls all purple. All new different furniture and different, what's it called? Art decor. Everything in the house was all different. And Carlos Boozer was, freaking out. And he talked to Prince on the phone. Prince said, "Don't worry. It'd be like I was never here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." And then Prince moved out, and Carlos Boozer went there. And then, yeah, he said it was like he never was there. All the walls were back.
Well, I'm sure he's got a team when he moves.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. But that's,
I don't know, why people like that rent, how, when they're celebrities and famous, are they just going to be living there for a moment?
Yeah.
And then they're just never going to come back? But doing that much to it for that moment, that's a lot.
Because they want
to
make it feel at home. When you got that kind of... I heard Prince had crazy money.
Yeah, he still makes money. He doesn't even have to do anything. He's dead, and he's still making money.
Right, yeah. He makes. And so anyway, back to Mr. Weiner. He's bought a lot of these different type of luxury homes. So that's what he does. He does this. I don't know if he's going to live in this home. I don't know if this is his biggest investment. I mean, it's the biggest one in the state of Utah.
So I met somebody who does make a lot of money like this, and they do work in about five different states, five different locations. And in each of these locations, he has a multi-million dollar house. And he doesn't rent it out. He doesn't do anything to return any of the funds when he's not there. And he just lives in them for the moments when he's flying around from one place to another.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you don't do anything? Hell no, I don't want anybody in my house. He's all, I'm going to stay here. And so he furnishes it. He sets it all up for himself. And yeah, he has $5 million property on every place that he does business.
Interesting.
And it's just for him. He just has all his stuff.
Whenever he's ready, he just goes. I mean, not a lot of packing to worry about. That's always nice. Just probably flies business class.
And if you're making, I saw what he makes, and it's insane. And he,
what kind of business is it?
I tried looking up, and it's very, it does not explain what it is.
Okay.
And it's a lot of money.
All right.
It's a ton of money. To have $5 million properties in five locations.
Right,
yeah.
It's
insane. He's making basketball player money.
Okay.
If not more.
So would you want a house like this?
I wouldn't want a house like this.
Okay.
I think I would do I wouldn't care when it comes to the price, but I would want something that just fits the size that I would need for what I'm doing in that location.
Okay.
So, I don't know, some places I might want to have a huge place to host parties or events. Some places I might want to be more secluded and have just enough room for myself.
Okay.
So, depends on the location, I think.
All right.
But I would definitely not worry about spending money.
I like the pickleball and volleyball courts and basketball courts. I like that.
Would you do all of that to a house? Especially if you weren't going to be staying there the whole time?
Yeah, not if I'm not going to stay there the whole time.
Right. I don't know if I'd want to do all that.
And maybe he is. Maybe he's moving.
Maybe he is going to be. I mean, for as much stuff as he's doing, he might even rent out the place for events. Like if you're, you can rent out the ski lift.
Corporate events?
You can have your own private little ski ski thing for your employees.
But a lot of people get the basketball court, but not many people get the volleyball and pickleball courts. I like that little twist to it.
He's an athlete, this guy.
The Himalayan salt room. There's a place here in Sandy that has a Himalayan salt room. And it's supposed to, I was asking factors. What's it supposed to do? It's supposed to be a healing factor, the
negative,
Himalayan.
Gets rid of the negative ions in the air.
So I was like, okay, just that's different.
Positive vibe, man.
Yeah, I like that. So, it sounds cool. I'd love to go there. I like the golf simulator. I think that's cool.
Get one yourself.
You work on my game.
Just get one in your basement.
A lot of work on. A lot of work on my golf game. That's for sure.
Well, shit. I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever want to spend that much on a house if it's... That's a insane amount of money.
And my wife always thinks about the cleaning. That's what she's always worried about.
Right. Yeah, and especially, I mean, I don't know how big this guy's family is. But I'm sure cleaning for him is not going to be an issue paying somebody.
No, yeah. When you buy a house like this, you don't clean
your own house. You're not going to clean your own house. That's for damn sure.
You might vacuum your mess or mop up your mess. But
you probably don't even know where your vacuum is. Yeah, sure.
You call them over just to vacuum. Hey, I spilled some juice. Can you come clean
this? Come from the West Wing, please.
Come pick up this juice for me. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Anyway, I thought that would be a fun little topic to talk about.
Well, should we call that an episode?
I think we should.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and watching, everybody. We appreciate you all.
Yes.
God, that was hard to say. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.